Coach Wendell Wheeler of the Cobden Apple Knockers. Coach, you know, everybody's been happy getting these contact days in the past few weeks. But yesterday, I guess, kind of snapped back to reality a little bit. You know, we were just talking about it before we turned the mic on here, but with the governor coming down and kind of rolling everybody back in Region 5 to Phase 3, and then it sounds like IHSA is having trouble speaking with them some. Just kind of put a damper on everything a bit.
Yeah, it's the way things have worked out, it's awfully hard.
Yeah.
You know, you got kids that have already missed out on so much already. You got kids that have missed out last spring, now in the fall, and you know, just the idea of getting in and playing some basketball this winter, and our winter sports was really kept a lot of kids going. So it's an unbelievable tough time for our kids.
Will the roll back to Phase 3 for hopefully a short time, but will that affect contact days to your knowledge at all?
As far as our knowledge, no, because of the age of our students. Is how we, I know the restaurants are closing stuff and it, you know, on the surface, but because of the group of kids, people we work with, their age and things, that's right now where we're able to keep our workouts going.
You know, from what I'm hearing is if basketball does happen this winter, masks are almost certainly going to be a requirement. That's going to be a tough thing for kids, but then I have to imagine for smaller schools like Cobden that might be tougher because the funding and resources become a little bit more limited at the level that you guys are at. How tough does it make that for Cobden if they say you got to wear a mask?
Well, that'd be hard, but we've really approached it with our kids, and we've been considered how we approach it is how the kids are going to handle it and how they'll handle things later on. Our approach has been whatever you know, we want to play so badly that whatever you ask of us, we will do. You want us to wear a mask? It doesn't matter if we like it or we'll wear the mask. If you want, you know, we'll check temperatures every day. We'll do whatever it takes so we can get on the court. We're more worried about having the opportunity than we are of what's convenient or inconvenient or cost. You let us know what we need to do, and we'll make sure it's done.
That's what I've been hearing from other coaches. Something else I've been talking about, coaches, every single interview I do, shot clock, it seems like, is potentially coming to IHSA, maybe not this year, but a year or two down the road. Are you in favor of that potentially coming to the high school level?
You know, I guess it really puts me in the older group. That overall, I know. I mean, either way is going to be right, but I didn't realize how old you are until I realized the first 2 years I coached, we didn't have a three-point line.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, kind of adapted there a little bit. My concern, especially for our area and our size school and stuff, I mean, it's hard to get people to run your game clock, and it's hard to get officials. It's hard, you know, to get somebody to run a shot clock for a freshman game on a Thursday night somewhere. That's going to be tough. So I think, you know, when things get thrown in like that, you look at larger areas, bigger populations up north, they don't see much of it. But now we're starting where we got to get all the way through, because you're going to have shot clock at the varsity level. You're going to have it at the freshman level. You can't, and to implement it. But no, as far as playing with it, yeah, I mean, you'll make the adjustments and go from there. We've actually, when I was at DuQuoin, we played with the shot clock at the holiday tournament 1 year and had a really good run. So it's that's not it. It's a matter of how can you really implement it. Like, who's going to do the underclass girls game on a Monday night?
Right.
That's the type of stuff that makes it tough.
Last season for you guys was a really fun season for you. You make that run at the regional. I think that was about the time that I was coming out here, actually, for Team of the Week. You told me that you had the 64 team, I think it was, that was coming out for the regional final, and you play Kara. I mean, just what a fun season for Cobden.
Oh, it was down the stretch. Things came together. You know, when you start talking about wanting to play our best ball at the end, you want to – you know, we've talked a lot about tradition. We talked about, and when it was just all kind of came together. I mean, there was so many good things that happened for us, and you know, our whole community is so proud of that 64 story. That to be able to have those guys see us, you know, see another regional. You know, our community hadn't won a regional since 64 in basketball. So to be able to do that and to have them here, a couple of those players that came in and spoke to our kids, and yeah, it was a really special time.
Now the very next game, you go up against a very good Woodlawn team in the sectionals, and you take the loss there, so the season ends there. But what did the team and all the returners from that team take from that loss?
Well, it came down to you know, the McCabe boy from Woodlawn was just the best player on the floor that night, and you know, we didn't have an answer for him, and you know, we made runs and we did some good things, but at the end of the day, we didn't have an answer for him. So what we took from one, that's a pretty good neighborhood we were in. You know, we're there, Gorville's there, Woodlawn, Oakville, that we're there, and to be seated high in the section, and that's where we want to get our program to, and to be part of that. When you're talking about good 1A schools, we want Cobden to be mentioned.
Right.
So we take that away that we can do that. So, you know, we played some bigger schools. Coming into this year, we've got, you know, Frankfort, Benton, Anna, Massac, those teams on our schedule. So that's where we want to be, and we just want to keep stepping up and meet the challenge. And part of it, too, is, I mean, you want to play. You know, we get a chance to go to Benton. Our kids play in that gym. Last year we played at Max Morris up at Frankfort. So what a great, you know, we want our kids to be able to be exposed to that.
You mentioned in the sectional, Gorville was there where they went to the state tournament, didn't get to play in their final games, but, you know, good competition, like you're saying. But you were mentioning before that loss, you were on a 9-game win streak. What all came together for the team there?
You know, we just, when things started to click, we went through a kind of a rough time. We went down the Superman Classic. We lost an unbelievable Charleston, Missouri team that just kind of let us know what really good basketball did. Then we lost, we played pretty well. We had lost a heartbreaker to a Kentucky school. And McCra- I mean, we're right there, and it just kind of, that week of practice, we had a good week of practice. We go over to the Pinckneyville shootout and played one of our best games since we've been here to beat a pretty good Chester team. And it seemed like after the effort there and then the Chester win, that really, things started rolling for us pretty well. And, you know, it's amazing what a high school player can do with confidence.
True. Was that the stretch that kind of taught this team what winning was and how to win?
Yeah, I think so. I think to take care of things down the stretch, not to let something take you completely out of it. A year ago, we went down to a regional tournament at Hardin County. We were the one seat in the section and got beat on a last-second shot in overtime. And that's just something you know, that happens, but how you handle it, how you recover from it, and that was just a step in the process. I think we won 3 overtime games last year. We'd beaten Carroll earlier in the year in overtime. And, you know, to beat Carroll on your home floor regional championship, you know, that's a big step for us and our program.
But you lose 4 seniors from that team now, including Joe Broomley. How big are the holes that you have to fill?
Oh, it's, I mean, because the thing about having, when you have your best teams is, maybe not necessarily your best time, but you got guys that fill their spots. Mm-hmm. They're perfect type of guy for that spot. And Joe Brumley filled the spot of being that power, you know, that 5 player in the post. Strong kid, post player, and just kept getting better and better. Dylan Louie was our quiet leader, you know, point guard, unbelievable worker. You know, he's that kid coaches always talk about, come in before school for extra shots. You know, I mean, he's at SIU on an ROTC scholarship. Definitely a leader. We had Alex Ramsey, who was that 5th starter, that solid glue guy. And then we had Jose Lopez, about a 6'3", 6th man that could come in and play any spot. And so everybody just had great roles and fit them and embraced those roles.
Now, the kid that everyone's going to be talking about when you say Cobden is going to be Noah Franklin, obviously. He's already got some scholarship offers. You know, he's a great talent. Being at a small school and having a kid with talent like that, what's it like coaching something like that at the level that you're at?
Being here, it's, you know, what a gift. You know, I was lucky enough to coach Nick Hill when he had his run at DuQuoin before he went to Western Kentucky. And, you know, we had Harvey Smith and we had some good players. I got to watch the process when Connor went through. But the thing that really helps Noah is he's come through at a time. And like with Joel Brumlevy being here, that, you know, Noah Franklin's a 6'7 kid. Yeah. Well, a 6'7 kid at a school with 160 kids pretty much is going to go block to block, post to post up.
Right.
Well, Noah's not a – we've not been able to – we didn't have to do that. Noah's been a basketball player where Joe stepped in and played the 5 and did the work. So Noah's really been able to play, get out on the perimeter. He's one of our primary ball handlers, you know, can shoot the 3. So that's really helped his game that he doesn't have to just get down there. We play him in so many different spots.
Now, he's got a brother on the team with him, right?
Right. Tyler Franklin started as a freshman. We had no intention of starting him as a freshman. He's about 6'5 now. But once he got in the lineup because of some injuries and different things, he just wouldn't come out. And whenever we won a big game last year, he hit a big shot or he did something.
Right.
You know, beating Carroll, he hit a huge three in the fourth quarter, things. And he's improved a ton. So we've got, you know, the two Franklin boys, and that's a pretty good place to start.
Final question for you. For kids like Noah who are maybe have a little bit more star recognition in the area, that are a big name, and they're going into their senior season, but there's uncertainty. You know, what are you saying to Noah, and what can other coaches say to their kids that are hoping for a big senior season, but they don't know if it's even going to happen?
Yeah, that's the hardest thing is how do you talk about to a kid about uncertainty?
Yeah.
You know, if it was an injury, we're going to work through it together. We're going to get you the right treatment. If it's something like, you know, we can do, but this is just so uncertain, and we have absolutely no control. And, you know, the things that we teach the kids and we talk about, we have to believe in ourselves. You know, we talk to our kids all coaches tell their kids, hey, don't dwell on things you can't control. Work hard on what you can control.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about, you know, playing good defense when your shot's not dropping,
right,
or things like that. Well, you know what? As far as a life lesson, we can't control. Oh my gosh, we can't control what the governor's thinking. We can't control, but you know, we can control how we're going to be prepared and go. And the thing is, some kids, you know, all kids like to play, but it means, and kids like Noah Franklin, who's put so much into it. I mean, the kid's got a chance to have a great, great senior year. He's just a couple hundred points short of 2,000. Chance to be the school's all-time leading scorer. You know, he was an all-state selection last year. He's got a chance to, you know, like second, third team, different things. He's got a chance to have – he's had Division II, Division I coaches come watch him work out. He's got all this. And you feel like, man, I wish I had a great answer for him. So you just keep working with him, and we keep, you know, to do the next right thing and, work, control what we can control and have faith in the rest.
Coach Wendell Wheeler of Cobden Basketball. Thanks so much, Coach.
All right. Thank you.